X, Shortcut, and Jaslyn waited patiently as the train rocketed through a coastal forest. Flower fields sprung up around them, green, yellow, and red, mixing together in a dazzling blur. Rainbows flickered where irrigation lines sprayed water into the air, giving the sky a patchy, otherworldly glow. The train ripped around an arced track, its metal bottom screeching against the electric rails as it rushed toward a huge white dome at the base of a lopsided city. On one side of the city stood tall white buildings and skyscrapers guarded by UEA planes. Flying cars zipped in between the shadows of the buildings. On the other side stretched a flat skyline, barely visible underneath the dome. A brown hue of dust hung over it, almost as if it were permanent. There were no airplanes flying over, no flying cars, no LCD screens on the sides of buildings. Though the city was just next door, it sat like a silent, quiet neighbor, a universe, two universes away.
"Never been here,"
X said, as the white dome neared. He opened his window, letting in dusty air. It gathered on his face, and he detected ash and cinder. He tried to fathom what was in the Badlands. Even though he had researched the area during the long train ride, he still didn't know if he understood its storied history completely. Shortcut sat next to him. When the dust pervaded their cabin and began to coat his arms and legs, he coughed and shut the window.
"What are you trying to do, suffocate us?"
X wiped a layer of dust from his cheek, studying its thickness before sticking his hand over the trash can and flicking the dust inside.
"Sorry, I didn't realize it would be so thick."
Shortcut's eyes watered, and he wiped them with his shirt.
"I definitely don't miss the dust in this place."
His face wrinkled up as he fought the urge to sneeze. A huge burp distracted X from replying, and the smell of ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise filled the cabin. Jaslyn, who sat across from them, crumpled up aluminum foil from the hamburger she had just finished and tossed it in the trash can next to her seat. She slouched down, rubbing her stomach. Then she laughed and sighed with relaxation. Dust had gathered in her rainbow-colored hair, but it didn't faze her.
"You eat more than anybody I've ever met," Shortcut said, disgusted.
"So?"
Jaslyn asked.
"You ate a filet mignon, chicken curry, 2 hard-boiled eggs, 2 servings of green bean casserole, cheesecake, and just now, a hamburger. Ever heard of vegetables?"
"I don't get the luxury of eating good food that often,"
Jaslyn said.
"I stockpile it when I do."
"Well, you're eating at the UEA's expense," X said. "Don't abuse your privilege."
Jaslyn's ankle monitor beeped and green lights flashed on it.
"Thanks for reminding me,"
she said, rolling her eyes.
"It's calibrating,"
Shortcut said. His lens lit up and he studied the monitor, looking at Jaslyn and through her at the same time.
"Headquarters sends a signal every minute to detect your location, so don't get any crazy ideas."
Jaslyn sighed and looked out the window.
"We're getting closer."
"Yeah," Shortcut said. "We're definitely not in the UEA anymore. I thought I'd never return home again."
Jaslyn laughed.
"You're lying!"
"What are you talking about?"
Shortcut asked. "You aren't from the Badlands,"
Jaslyn said.
"No way a little snowflake like you could live here."
"My parents moved to the Badlands when I was in high school,"
Shortcut said.
"Trust me, I know the rules here."
Jaslyn puffed.
"What's your interpretation of the history here, then?"
X asked.
"It's more like a novel,"
Jaslyn said. She grabbed a tablet attached to the wall and used it to order a milkshake.
"During the Singularity, the androids created their own city, Terminus. They managed to stockpile a bunch of missiles. Just after humanity beat them, they launched a round of missiles, devastating North America. Thank God we weren't alive back then, because they say it was pretty horrible. The UEA was created shortly after that, but there were a ton of people who felt that androids were the cause of humanity's problems. They didn't join the UEA. Instead, they rebuilt their homes and focused on dumb robotics and being eco-friendly."
"But why do they call it the Badlands?"
X asked.